It's time for some bizarre news from our bizarre blind journalist, Paul Bryce. Hello.
Simon, Paulie.
And when I say bizarre, I mean that in a good way.
I hope so. You know. I'm never quite sure what it means, because I'm the one that has to dig these out.
You do. And very well you do.
Oh, it's very kind of you.
And some people might be asking, did I hear him say he's blind? And I did say that you're blind, and yet you still... How do you source your stories? Too many secrets?
Not at all, because good journalists never reveal their sources. Online, mainly, unless I get told them. I get told the occasional one. Just occasionally, they are... instances that I may be aware of and have to do a little bit of editing.
And you use a Mac, don't you?
Yes, I do, yes. Yes, I've come into the 19th century and I use a proper modern-day computer, which is...
That's quite a feat, because, I mean, it's safe to say you're not a technical whiz, are you?
That's one thing I am not. No. Yeah. No. But we can't all be good at everything, is what I say.
Well, I would settle for a couple of things. But anyway.
So would I.
Anyway, let's take to the world.
Take the world, and we go to the Ukraine, to Kyiv, or Kiev. It depends how you say it.
I used to love eating that.
Yes, I forget they're still there. Anyway, other brands are available. And the Ukrainian parliament, I learned a few things on researching this story. An MP... has decided to show up his colleagues that don't turn in for work by bringing in a stuffed toy and putting it in a spare seat that happened to be there that should have been filled by an MP.
Right, got you.
This stuffed toy is known as the Grey Blob, and it's to do with... it's a character within Ukrainian sort of mythology. I think his name is Homunculus something or other. It's strange.
Did you make that up?
No. It's something like that.
Oh, it's something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And otherwise known as Putin, I think his name is. Not Putin as in the drink, but that's what he is.
Yeah.
And it's basically to sort of highlight that most of the MPs don't turn up for work and they just get people to vote on their behalf with their electronic cards. And it's quite an unruly mob, the Ukrainian parliament, because there's very often fights going on and all sorts of things.
Well, no wonder people don't go.
Well, yeah, I suppose. I mean, I think that there's supposed to be sort of 322 is the number of MPs, but there's very rarely 322 people there.
Because we've had our own complaints about certain members over this side of the water, haven't we? Some members of the House of Lords perhaps going up and claiming their allowance, but not actually entering into debates.
Couldn't possibly comment, but yes, I heard the rumour.
So there you go. So how many stuffed toys has he got?
I don't know. He only took one in with him, but...
Because that's not really going to do it, is it?
Well, I don't know. He made quite a stir, and those that were there did take photographs, and he even had a turn behind the podium, this grey blob.
In fact, he started his own party.
Well, he might well do that. We could be talking about that in a month's time. You never know.
Right, well, you can update us on that one.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you.
No, you.
Oh, if I can update, well, I'll do what I can.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
I can only provide with whatever I'm given and other red-faced excuses. Shall we move on?
Yes.
Good. And we'll stay with politics.
Yeah, why not? We are authorities on that.
And this, you might recall that our best beloved US president...
The Donald.
Caused a bit of a stir when he suggested that Sweden had been afflicted by a terrible event.
That's right, by watching Fox News.
Yes.
Something like a Fox documentary, wasn't it?
So their neighbours Denmark took to helping them out, and a Danish artist decided that here would have a prayer vigil outside the Swedish embassy in Copenhagen to stand with the Swedish people at their time of great need for something that never happened.
So it was not a real vigil then?
There was about 1,200 people said they'd turn up. And he even arranged for them to, the embassy, to give out hot chocolate and buns to people who turned up for this time of great solidarity and need.
Over nothing?
Over nothing.
What is the point of that?
To poke fun at fake news. Just to say how ridiculous it was.
Because I think they did have some trouble a day or so later. but whether that was because somebody said, well, we might as well have some now.
It could well be. It could well be. It's a strange time we live in because you don't know whether to laugh or cry or do whatever you want.
Yeah, and it's funny. That was never covered by the mainstream, was it?
No, that's why we're covering it.
Indeed. The alternative.
Yes. And talking alternative, Moscow, city I've always had on a list. I wouldn't mind going.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Great history there. Until now, because it seems the council want a bit of a change. And they're going to get rid of around about 8,000 Khrushchevian, if I can say it, flats built during the era of Nikita Khrushchev.
So when was that? That was
1950s, 60s.
Yeah.
And they were only meant to last 25 years, which is the time that he thought that complete communism could be achieved. And they're still going now, but they're looking a bit dated.
What were they going to do after the 25 years then, if he achieved total communism?
I'm not sure we'd ever know that.
Still need to live in something.
Well, you do, yes, yes. I think he would have updated it by that stage. However, the times they are a-changing, and they're going to... They've been very good about this. Putin's backed the plan, so it must be good. And they're warning Muscovites that they will be told when they're... home is going to be demolished and they're going looking for new sites to build new homes.
Well, that's a plus. At least they're getting told.
Yeah. Well,
are you just bringing a couple of tanks and just knock them down? Or?
No, I think they're using proper equipment. They're not going to use...
Why did they do that? I mean, they're good at doing the other stuff.
They're not going to do Khrushchevian methods to knock down Khrushchevian houses.
Oh, I think it would be quite appropriate.
Yeah, it probably would. It depends what they can spare the ammunition and tanks and things.
I think they manage it. So when's this going to happen?
It is happening as we speak.
Wow. I thought I had something.
And they're talking within a month they want new sites to be declared for these new houses. So they're going to move swiftly on it.
So they clear the land and then they can say this is a site for new houses?
Yeah.
I got you. Because you thought it'd be a bit daft doing that if they hadn't actually got somewhere to build.
Yeah, they're going to clear it and then there it is. All very sensible, really, isn't it?
Interesting.
Good. And there's no way to link to this at all, but we're going to talk about that wonderful subject of sausages. And no, it's not going where you think. A German town of Kassel is having its festival soon. And it's this year the theme is vegetarianism.
Right, okay. I'm not laughing at that.
So imagine the great surprise and upset this has caused, because they're not going to serve the local delicacy, which is an Aalwurst.
Oh, I don't know what that is. It sounds good, though. Is that one of these fancy sausages?
A fancy sausage.
Oh, and they're very tasty.
Yes, they are. I must confess, I am a bit of a stickler. And now we have lots of aisles that sell similar things in various of our supermarkets. I can't resist going past, I must say.
You wouldn't want to get knocked down, though, if you bought one or two, would you? Well, you wouldn't want to get knocked down anyway.
No, I don't know why you said that.
just when they go through your pockets and trying to find out who you are. Oh. Anyway, carry on.
I really don't know where you're going with that. Yes, so this has caused much upset. Even the council has got involved in saying, you know, can you please, this is... And the senior citizens group, they're not going to go in protest. You're not going to sell sausages, we're not going to your event.
And the plus is Morrissey could play there.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
And the group organising have been very steadfast in their refusal. They've said, look, we've limited space, we can't sell sausages. It's not environmentally sustainable and all this sort of stuff. So,
But then if they're getting grants and funding from the local community to do that, then... You know, the council's got a point, haven't they?
Absolutely. I'm with the council, I must say.
Well, you are, because you're a meat eater.
Absolutely. Well, I always feel sorry for vegetarians.
Why?
Well, I'm not averse to vegetarian food. I'm reasonably fond of it.
As long as there's some meat around about.
Well, I just never feel full.
Oh, you never feel full. I mean, I was a vegetarian for 7 or 8 years, fully vegetarian. And I do think, as long as you're... got a balanced diet, I do think it's a healthier diet.
Yeah, but you've got to admit that the smell of frying bacon is... That's the test for vegetarian.
That is a test which I fail.
Miserably.
Miserably, yeah. If you would like to add to any of these stories, because quite frankly, they never went anywhere at all.
I'm so sorry.
But I enjoyed it.
Must do better next
time. Wasn't that criticism? It was just get in touch.
Yes, please do. We'd love to hear from you, favourable or otherwise. RNIB Connect Radio, search for us online and that's where you'll find us.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.